Yerushalmi Peah, corresponding to Bavli Zochim Daf Lamed, we begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the last narrow line in the middle of the page. Minayin nechosim she'ein le'machrayes, she'hem niknin im nechosim she'esh le'machrayes, b'kesef v'shtar u'b'chazoka. Now we learned in the Mishnah of Din, the question is, from where is it known that movables can be acquired together with land through money, a document, or an act displaying ownership? Rabbi Yosef b'shem Chizkia, Rabbi Yonah, v'chanina, tutaya b'shem Chizkia, the answer is Rabbi Yosi, quoting Chizkiah, Rabbi Yonah, and Chanina of Tutaya, quoting Chizkiah, said, the Pasuk is in Divrei Yomim Beis in Perek Chavad Pasuk Gimel, and their father gave them many gifts of silver, of gold, and of precious things, with fortified cities in Yehuda. At Kadayin Kshe HaKakois Im HaMetaltelim B'Mokam Echad. HaKakois B'Mokam Echad Metaltelim B'Mokam Acher. Now, this teaches us that only if the fields are with the movables in the same place. What if they're in two different places? Amar Rabun, and Rabun Rabchia gives an answer. Nishmai min Adar, let's learn from the following b'risa. Amar lehen Rabbeleze told them, Ma'asav Madoni Echad Sheher B'Yerushalayim, V'hayu loy metaltelin harbe, U'vikash lechalkam litnam b'matona, Amar loy einat yachol, Ela im kanis kalka, Ma'asa, Halach v'kanasela echad v'sad Yerushalayim, V'amar, Chetze Sfoynes ani noisen leploini im mea chav Yerushalayim, V'chetze Joimes ani noisen leploini im mea chav Yerushalayim, U'v'amasa lefnei chachomim v'kimu chachomim es devarov. So Rabbeleze told them there was once a man from Madoin who lived in Yerushalayim, who had a large amount of movables that he wished to give out. They told him, you must acquire a piece of land and then give the field to the receiver of the gift. So he went and acquired one rock on the side of Yerushalayim, and he said, I'm giving the northern half to Pliny with 100 barrels of wine, and I'm giving the southern half to Pliny with 100 barrels of oil. And the Chachamim approved it. Amar Rabbi Chananya, Koimi Rabbi Mana, Vodosh Chiv Meirahu, Lefi Shebechol Mokim Ein Adam Mezake Ela Bechsav, Vekan Afilu Bedvorim, Lefi Shebechol Mokim Ein Adam Mezake Ela Ad Shiyu Karkois Metaltelim B'Mokam Echad, Vekan Afilu Karkois B'Mokam Echad Metaltelim B'Mokam Acher. So B'Chananya said to Rabbi Mana, no, wasn't he a Shechiv Meira, means a deathly ill person, and although a healthy person has to give it through a document, a Shechiv Meira can give it through mere words. And they're also lenient to say that although a healthy person must have the movables piled up in the land in order to give them together, a Shechiv Meira can do so even if the movables are elsewhere. Amalei loy, Reblevihi, Shniyehi, Shchimira, Debleze, Kaboy, Drabonon. The Rabbana rejects it, he says, no, this teaching fits into the opinion of Reblevihi, who doesn't view a Shchimira as any different to a healthy person. He views a Shchimira like the Rabbanon's healthy person, means just as the Rabbanon's healthy person needs to make an acquisition, so does Reblevihi's Shchimira. And just as in the case of the Shchimira from Madoin, they were not piled up, so to a healthy person's movables don't need to be piled up.